It's time now for your letters. On Friday, we told you about a 60-year-old Japanese man who, as a baby, was accidentally sent home from the hospital with the wrong family. His biological parents were wealthy, and the boy who went home with them went on to be president of a real estate company. Meanwhile, their true son went home with a poor working-class family, and he spent most of his childhood living in a tiny apartment being raised by a single mother. And we said he wound up just being a truck driver. Well, that word just angered a few of you, including Bob Smith of Winter Haven, Florida, himself a truck driver. He writes this: I have millions of safe miles behind the wheel of my truck. I'm very proud of what I do for a living. I haul food all over North America. We feed a hungry nation, Canada and Mexico, too. I am not just a truck driver.
Waiting on the day when my thoughts are my own, when this house is my home and plans are made.
Last week, John Mayer stopped by our studio to play some new songs and to chat with guest host Ari Shapiro. Mayer has had some huge hits, but he said he's also tried to find a balance between those hits and much smaller, riskier projects.
We all applaud Bob Dylan for going electric, but I guarantee you that guy lost sleep. He's an artist. Artists want to be loved. If an artist says he loves not being loved, he's like an inch away from falling off the cliff.
Vicky Wolf of Butler, Tennessee writes, I've heard a lot of musician interviews in my time, but that was the most real one I've ever heard. It was stellar. It felt like Mayer and Shapiro were in the room with me.
And Kathy Tully of Carmel, Indiana writes this: not sure why I never cared about John Mayer as an artist or a singer until I heard his live interview tonight, coming home from Thanksgiving dinner. He was so engaging and reminded me of a younger Dylan. His hums and strums at the end of his songs were such a wonderful surprise. I am now a huge fan.
Well, whether you're huge fans of us or want to sound off about something you heard, we do want to hear from you. You can write to us by visiting npr.org. Just click on Contact at the very bottom of the page.
When you love me all the way, when you take my side in every little firefight.
This is NPR News.